Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. Today's guest is Luis Parodi. Luis.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
All right. I'm excited to hear your one sentence bio. So let's hear it.
Oh, wow. It's hard to put it in one sentence for sure.
Well, if I gave you more than one sentence, what would you say about yourself?
Well, I would say I'm a banker. I've been in the financial services and solutions industry for more than 20 years. And I love what I'm doing in terms of banking, not only commercial clients, but also individuals on how to better manage their money.
All right, great. Well, that's a great introduction. You ready to start with question number one?
Absolutely.
All right. How do your values impact your management philosophy?
For me, it's all about how to make a win-win relationship. You know, not what I want, but what the other side wants, and how I can find a middle ground, something that would be valuable for the both parties that are getting involved. So for me, it's the win-win relationship is very, very important. You got to do good in order to receive good. That's my main goal when I'm trying to interact with people.
Tell us how you can do that in your everyday life, in your personal life. How do you do that?
So basically it's listening to the other person. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that we were given 2 ears and just one mouth because we need to listen more than talk. And, you know, once you understand the other side, I think that's where I can provide bigger, better solutions. And it's not easy, you know, but, you know, if you win the trust, if you win that relationship, it's going to be easier to have a good conversation. Before, we used to sell products and services. Now we have a bigger focus on what is called relationships, long-term valuable relationships that will bring, you know, added value to the work that we're doing every day.
Relationships are so important.
It is.
You ready for question number two?
Sure.
Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
I would say my parents. And when I'm saying parents, it's the people that they raised me, seeing them, how they interact, how they win, but also seeing their challenges and obstacles. You know, growing up in that environment, I think gave me a lot of good understanding of how I need to interact in life. I was raised by a single mother. And, you know, in an environment that probably was challenging for her, for me was, you know, very valuable to understand that situation. And how I can use now what I learned as a child to be more inclusive, being more understandable, and educate the other side, you know, on what needs to be done? What needs to be achieved? That's why I love the work that I'm doing, because I work a lot with minority and woman-owned businesses. And the biggest wins that I got in my career was by serving, not pushing products, by serving, advising, and providing value to my clients. I see that they appreciate that, and that fulfills the work that I do.
That's great. So, Luis, one of the things that you talked about was serving and doing good and creating a win-win relationship. How do you do that now when you work to serve women and minority-owned businesses?
By educating myself on the challenges, obstacles, the research. There is a lot of information out there, but getting what is the right information and what is true and what is not. For example, we all hear about the wealth gap. We hear about the pay gap among women and minority individuals, but they don't talk about a lot about business owners. They face the same challenges and obstacles. And when they share with me their frustration and they share with me why I cannot hire more people or do more staff, I understand where they're coming from. So there is a lot of conversation on the other side that probably people will say, that's not true. You know, you're just looking for something better or something that you want to obtain. But facts, data, historical data is showing us that there is a gap. So a lot of people that they work in the community like I do, we're trying to find those innovative solutions so we can close the gap, which will be a win-win again for everybody, because they're going to have more money. Mm. They're going to be able to spend more money. They're going to be able to pay taxes, create jobs, etc. So why not? Why not, you know, help them to be successful?
That's great. So what's one piece of advice you could give somebody to help close the wage gap, either in the business world or for minority and women-owned businesses?
My biggest advice is not to give up. When you hear a no right now, it doesn't mean that it's a no forever. Some people throw the towel and they don't want to continue. The most successful people that I've been blessed to work with in my 20 plus years of banking, and I see their finances, I see their personal lives, I see a lot of confidential information. The most successful ones, they just don't give up. They are persistence, this resilience that they have, you know, to overcome obstacles and stay focused and, most important, positive.
Yeah.
Keeping that positive attitude will open a lot of doors.
That's great. So positive attitude, being resilient, probably having grit too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A lot of grit.
Great. Thank you for that. Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message. Are you ready to become the leader you've always wanted to be? Then join us for 24/7 Leadership's Power Talk series. Leaders never rest. They lead all the time, 24/7. In this dynamic training, you'll master the essential communication and thinking skills to showing up as a leader you envision every single day. Learn to be fully present with yourself and others, to listen deeply, and to create lasting developmental alliances with your team. Who could benefit from this transformational training, you ask? Well, anyone leading a team, from new managers to seasoned CEOs. Past participants rave about these coaching skills and how they positively impacted both their personal and professional lives. So don't wait. Unleash your leadership potential today with 24/7 Leadership's Power Talk series. Visit our website, 247leadership.org, to learn more and sign up today. 24/7 Leadership is powered by the College of Business. Ready for question number three?
Sure.
What book has made the biggest impact on you?
The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I read it and read it, and I actually grabbed it this morning when I was, you know, getting ready for this interview. And there are some habits, you know, there are 7, of course, but there are some habits that really made an impact in my life. Habit number 2, beginning with the end in mind, setting up a goal, you know, what you are trying to achieve. Habit number 4, think win-win, and we mentioned that at the beginning. And habit number 6, synergize, the principles of creative cooperation. You know, if you have that in mind, I think you could be a very successful on whatever you're planning to do or you're doing. There are a lot of books, but I think Stephen Covey was able to summarize these habits that will make anybody successful on whatever they're trying to achieve.
And that's a good reminder. That's one that I should probably read every year. It's just such a great book.
It is.
All right. Are you ready for my favorite part of the podcast?
Sure.
All right. So you get 60 seconds, rapid fire questions. Your job is to answer as many as you can. You get one pass.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. What's the easiest way to make you laugh?
Stand-up comedy.
What's on your bucket list?
Visit every single country in the world.
What's a rule that you would make everyone to follow in your house?
Do your chores?
What's your passion project?
Being able to home families, help them to become homeowners.
What's your favorite Marvel character?
Spider-Man.
What's your favorite song?
I'll Do Anything for You by Meatloaf.
What are you most grateful for in your life?
Oh, my family and friends.
How do you overcome personal setbacks?
Brain.
That was a good one to end on. All right, so your job now is to give parting advice to a manager. What's the best advice you could give to a manager?
Times have changed. So I would say empowering your employees and embracing servant leadership is the best way to get people motivated, engaged, and get things done. I am blessed with very good managers now, leaders in the bank where I work, and they embrace those thoughts, ideals. Going back to the win-win relationship, if you empower your employees instead of micromanaging and giving them the tools to grow and thrive and succeed, I think you're going to be not only a good boss, but also a great leader, a great motivator.
That is great advice. Luis, thank you so much for being this week's guest.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for a future guest, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.